From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia is objecting Thursday to a draft UN resolution intended to implement a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria and lift the siege on the town of eastern Ghouta. Moscow requested the Security Council meeting and its ambassador dismissed as not possible the proposed ceasefire and accompanying aid deliveries, along with large-scale medical evacuations. The U.S. supports a ceasefire measure. The U.N. envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, is decrying the upsurge in violence in the country. He is saying that the conflict in eastern Ghouta, that civilians are suffering. Meanwhile, in Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump refined his gun control laws on Thursday. He said that the U.S. only wants the most trained 20% to 40% of teachers to carry concealed weapons to thwart school massacres like the one that just happened in Florida. These would be people who actually would want them, he says, and it would be a small percentage of people. Trump also said that he will be strongly pushing comprehensive background checks of gun buyers, raising the age to buy assault-style weapons from 18 to 21. Anger and concern is growing among the group of parents in northern Nigeria who say as many as 100 of their daughters are still missing after an attack by the Boko Haram militants. This is VOA News. The International Atomic Energy Agency reports Thursday that Iran is continuing to comply with the 2015 International Accord that curbs Tehran's nuclear weapons development. The report concludes that Iran is honoring key aspects of the deal and that the United States, China, Russia, France, Germany, Britain, and the European Union reached with Iran in exchange for the lifting of sanctions. Trump has threatened to pull the U.S. out of the agreement, criticizing what he says are disastrous flaws in the agreement. He has pushed for overhauling the Iran PAC, but the other countries have rebuffed him and have continued to support the agreement. The U.S. airstrike against the al-Shabaab militants in Somalia killed four members of the al-Qaeda-linked Islamic insurgency group. The strike, which took place on Wednesday near the town of Jamaa, was coordinated with the Somalis government, and the U.S. Africa Command said it did not assess that any civilians had been killed in the strike. Kenya's High Court on Thursday began hearing arguments in a case that challenges parts of the penal code seen as targeting the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender communities. The National Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission there argues that sections of the code are in breach of the Constitution. Here's the commission's executive director, Eric Gattari.
Homosexuality, which we are challenging today, is consensual same-sex intimacy, which is criminalized in our law. And our argument is that it's unconstitutional, it encourages discrimination, and violates the rights of human beings in Kenya.
It is not immediately clear when a ruling in the Kenya case is expected. Many countries across Africa have laws against homosexuality. The United Nations Refugee Agency says protests in Congolese refugees in Rwanda have turned violent with several people injured and that police have fired into the air to disperse them. Tensions are high over cuts in food rations. UN official Daniela Ionita says refugees refuse to return to the Kibiza camp in western Rwanda, despite pleas from government officials. The demonstrators demanding better living conditions or relocation began on Tuesday. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.